On Tuesday, we sat down with Mel Chancy, the youngest leader of the Hells Angels chapter in Chicago history.
The strip clubs I was running and living in all the time, and the womenizing and all that stuff. Anything that I'd done before that kind of had to stay away from. I say it's like a pool, and if I dip my toe into the pool, I'm going to dive in 100%.
This morning, we conclude our interview with part two of Hell's Fallen Angel, Mel's Redemption. Mel, how does a leader of the Hells Angels get out of that lifestyle and find Jesus?
So a few different variables. What I went to prison in 98, a state prison. I got a 4-year sentence. I was inside. Federal government indicted me on a charge they had on me, on a mail fraud charge. Really, you know, kind of pimpy charge. But it got me 18 months. Once I was sitting in prison and I got a taste of, you know, looking at how my lifestyle was, I was like, boy, I became public enemy number one to the federal government. I had the other motorcycle club trying to, you know, knock my head off my shoulders. I was that guy. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere back in the days where, you know, I had a security team with me. As big as I was, I had to have a security team with me because I never knew if these guys were going to try to come in the gym and get me when I'm training.
Yeah.
So we were pistoled up. We were, you know, if you came and got me back in the day, then props to you because you got me, because we were never lax, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing all that, you know, I was born and raised Catholic, a strong Catholic upbringing with my family and stuff. Was going to church. I went to CCD, so I knew the Lord. Steve, there was many nights that I would come home after a lot of nonsense or whatever we were doing through our day, and I would pray at nighttime and ask the Lord to forgive me for all the, you know, crazy stuff that I was doing and stuff like that. But I'd get up the next morning and go do it again. So I was one of them guys that just, I knew the Lord, but I was a hypocrite. So when I came home, I was on a thing called non-association where I couldn't see the fellas, nobody in the club. I couldn't take their calls. Like if I ran into them in a grocery store, I had to leave. It was very strict. Federal government was on me because they were building a RICO case still against some of us.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 years later, as I'm home in 2000 and I'm on the non-association, that's when I decide. I said, man, I can't live this life no more. I have an older mother and father. My mom just passed last Christmas Eve at 90. My dad passed at 76. And then I had my daughter, you know, that was, you know, younger in 2000, you know, she's 34 now. I said, I have a family that I have to look out for and take care of. And the minute I go back to this club, they're going to nail me. They're going to have to be pumping me in sunlight, you know, because I was the focus there. It was me. I was the head guy, and that's the one they wanted. So I left the club. I quit the club. And a couple years later, the RICO indictment came. And the racketeering indictment was everything from the 90s. So the judge said, I was the first person that's standing before the judge on a racketeering indictment that was no longer part of the enterprise, which the enterprise was the club, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of it on my own, which helped me out in their eyes because they're like, hey, man, this guy came home from prison and took all the steps he needed to take to start changing his life. Unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, fortunately, because that's what really brought me with my walk with the Lord was that RICO indictment. Once I went in under the RICO indictment, at first I went in, Steve, and I was like, okay, Lord, you threw me for a curveball here. I've been out of the club, you know, 3 years. Now I'm getting RICO'd on all this old stuff, but okay, I'm going to go with it. You know, at first I was like, how come, man? I'm changing my life. I'm doing this. But now, you know, all these years later, I got to see the real deal, and I still had some cleansing in me to do this, because even though I quit the club when I came home, I was still downtown in Chicago running my nightclubs. I was still running around with all the women. The only thing I wasn't doing was my personal thing. I wasn't selling drugs anymore. I wasn't doing the violence like I was doing. So looking back, I was like, okay, I took some stuff out of me. I'm okay, God. But I had a lot of still bad stuff that was in me that needed to cleanse, you know? So that's how I made my transformation. I got down on my knees and said, I don't understand the story, but I'm giving it up to you right now. I'm here, putting it in your hands. Like I say, I'm putting it in neutral, take the steering wheel. I'm going to sit in the passenger seat, Lord, and you just work this all out.
Mel, how do we reconcile our past and get over the guilt that we feel from the things that we've done?
You know, and that's a great question. And I get flooded with that question. And they say, I don't think I can be forgiven. And I look at them and I go, you're saying that to me? We kind of laugh. And I said, listen to the Lord's word. When you trust and you believe that Jesus Christ exists and he is your Lord and Savior, and he died on that cross for you, not for this one, but Steve, I'm going to leave this one with you, or Mel, you got to keep that one once and for all, which is such a blessing because we don't have to come to him every single day and say, Lord, forgive me of that sin from 1994. It's done. It's over with.
Amen.
We trust. He he died once and for all. And I tell the guys, if you're going to keep bringing your past up in your relationship with the Lord, that's the sign of you're not trusting him. You're having him die daily to you. You know what I'm saying? Looking at a point, you know, you're hanging him every day, like on that cross. He did that once for us, you know, and then they understand it.
Oh, Mel, I wish we had more time to chat. But if you would like to connect with Mel Chancy, you can find him at his Instagram at MelChancy316. Mel, this has been an honor. Thank you for doing this for us.
Oh, awesome, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.